Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome to this worship service this afternoon. I think today we are privileged to experience this, as Fanny said beforehand, that this is a service that we do not only take part in with our minds, it's also something that we experience, because there will be moments where we might not understand the language, but we will definitely, through the working of the Spirit, understand the meaning or the content of what we are busy with. So may the Lord, through His Spirit, on this day give that we truly meet Him and worship Him in all of the cultures and languages and with all of our personalities brought together. We greet the Lord from Psalm 139, where we confess, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hear me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." And then we pray, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Beloved, grace to you and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord, through the powerful working of His Spirit. Amen. Sister Ike is going to lead us in scripture reading. It's the Pentecost events from Acts chapter 2, and she's going to read it to us in German.
Pfingsten, der Heilige Geist kommt. Zum Beginn des jüdischen Pfingstfestes waren alle Jünger wieder beieinander. Plötzlich kam vom Himmel her ein Brausen, wie von einem gewaltigen Sturm, und erfüllte das ganze Haus, in dem sie sich versammelt hatten. Zugleich sahen sie etwas wie züngelndes Feuer, das sich auf jedem einzelnen von ihnen niederließ. So wurden sie alle mit dem Heiligen Geist erfüllt und redeten in fremden Sprachen, jeder so, wie der Geist es ihm eingab. Zum Fest waren viele fromme Juden aus aller Welt nach Jerusalem gekommen. Als sie das Brausen hörten, liefen sie von allen Seiten herbei. Fassungslos hörte jeder die Jünger in seiner eigenen Sprache reden. "Wie ist das möglich?" riefen sie außer sich. "Alle diese Leute sind doch aus Galiläa. Und nun hören wir sie in unserer Muttersprache reden. Ganz gleich, ob wir Parthe, Mede oder Elamiter sind. Andere von uns kommen aus Mesopotamien, Judäa, Kappadokien, Pontus und der Provinz Asien, aus Phrygien, Pamphylien und aus Ägypten, aus der Gegend von Kyrene und Libyen und selbst aus Rom. Wir sind Juden oder Anhänger des jüdischen Glaubens, Kreter und Araber. Doch jeder von uns hört diese Männer in seiner eigenen Sprache von Gottes großen Taten reden." Bestürzt und ratlos fragte einer den anderen, "Was soll das bedeuten?" Einige aber spotteten, "Die haben doch nur zu viel getrunken."
Brothers and sisters, let's stand, and then we praise and worship our God. We are going to sing firstly from Psalm 100. You'll see as the projection goes, we're going to sing in Afrikaans, English, Swana, English and Afrikaans again. And then after that, without me announcing it, Omorate e Natsang, a Swana song. And then after that, "How Great Thou Art." Let's stand and praise our Lord.
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, Brother Bansi is going to lead us now in confessing our faith. He's going to lead us in French. And after that, we will confess with him by singing from Scriptural Song 12:3, verse 1 in Afrikaans, and then hymn 461 in English.
Je crois en Dieu, le Père, tout-puissant créateur du ciel et de la terre, et en Jésus-Christ, son Fils unique, notre Seigneur, qui a été conçu du Saint-Esprit et qui est né de la Vierge Marie. Il a souffert sous Ponce Pilate. Il a été crucifié. Il est mort. Il a été enseveli. Il est descendu aux enfers. Le troisième jour, il est ressuscité des morts. Il est monté aux cieux. Il siège à la droite de Dieu. Il viendra de là pour juger les vivants et les morts. Je crois en l'Esprit Saint. Je crois la Sainte Église catholique, la communion des saints, la rémission des péchés, la résurrection de la chair et la vie éternelle. Amen.
Let's pray together. Father God, where can we go from your Spirit? Where can we flee from your presence? If we go up to the heavens, you are there. If we make our beds in the depths, you are there. If we rise on the wings of the dawn, if we settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide us. Your right hand will hold us fast. If we say, surely the darkness will hide us and the light become night around us, then even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created our inmost being. You knit us together in our mother's wombs. We praise you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. We know that full and well. Our frame was not hidden from you when we were made in the secret place, when we were woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw our unformed bodies. All the days ordained for us were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to us are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. When we were we to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. And when we awake, we would still be busy with you. That's why we praise you on this day, Lord. Because you are present in our lives. We praise you on this day for the wonder of Pentecost, that you poured your Spirit out into the hearts of your children. Thank you, O Holy Spirit, for working faith in our hearts, for being our guarantee of everything that Christ has done. Thank you for being our comforter that holds us, that protects us in every day of our lives. On this day, Lord, we ask that you through your Spirit will now open your word for us, so that we may hear and understand, so that we may take it in, that we may eat your word, Lord, as if we are eating bread, that we can truly live from every word that comes from your mouth. This is our prayer on this afternoon, and we pray it through your Spirit, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Sister Renee is going to read us, or lead us in our scripture reading. She's going to read from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, and then from verse 13 until verse 26.
Christus het ons vry gemaak om werklik vry te wees. Staan dan vas in hierdie vryheid en moet julle nie weer onder 'n slawejuk laat indwing nie. Julle broers, julle is tot vryheid geroep. Moet net nie julle vryheid misbruik as 'n verskoning om sonde te doen nie, maar dien mekaar in liefde. Die hele wet word in hierdie een gebod saamgevat. Jy moet jou naaste lief hê soos jouself. Maar julle byt en verskeer mekaar. Pas op dat julle mekaar nie later heeltemal verslind nie. Wat ek bedoel is dit, laat julle lewe steeds deur die Gees van God beheers word, dan sal julle nooit soeg voor begeertes van julle sondige natuur nie. Wat ons sondige natuur begeer, is in stryd met wat die Gees wil, en wat die Gees wil, is in stryd met wat ons sondige natuur begeer. Hierdie twee staan lynreg teenoor mekaar, en daarom kan julle nie doen wat julle graag wil nie, maar as julle julle deur die Gees laat lei, staan julle nie meer onder die wet nie. Die praktyke van die sondige natuur is algemeen bekend. Onseedlikheid, onreinheid, losbandigheid, afgodsdienst, towery, vyandskap, haat, naaiwer, woede, risies, verdeeldheid, skering, afguns, dronkenskap, uitspattigheid en al dergelike dinge. Ek waarsku julle soos ek julle al voor gewaarsku het. Wie om aan sulke dinge skuldig maak, sal nie die koninkryk van God as erfenis verkry nie. Die vrug van die Gees daarteenoor is liefde, vreugde, vrede, geduld, vriendelijkheid, goedhartigheid, getrouheid, nederigheid en selfbeheersing. Teen sulke dinge het die wet niks nie. Die wat aan Christus Jesus behoort, het hulle sondige natuur met al sy hartstogte en begeertes gekruisig. Ons lewe deur die gees, laat die gees nou ook ons gedrag bepaal. Ons moet nie verwaand wees nie, mekaar uithard of mekaar afgunstig wees nie.
Brothers and sisters, our focus verses on this afternoon is the first part of verse 13. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather serve one another humbly in love. And then verse 25, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. We've been set free from the freedom from the slavery of sin. It isn't necessary for us to try to earn our way back to God. We've been placed in a repaired relationship with our God. We've been set free in Christ to be the children of God. And that's why we can celebrate Pentecost like this. That's why we can be together with all of our different cultures and languages and personalities. Because it's the blood of Christ that is binding us together. Today, we are standing in front of our Heavenly Father, made perfect, not by our own works, but by the works of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what it means to be living by the Spirit, to live in Christ. It means that we are set free, free from our sin, free to be the children of God. This is the new life that we have received. And now we are called to live in step with the Spirit. We are called to live a life where the Spirit of our Lord Jesus guides our every step, where He comforts us, where He is with us every moment of every day. But hearing that we should live by the Spirit, that we should keep in step with Him, is something that I think we sometimes struggle to understand. And I think on this day when we celebrate that our Father poured His Spirit out into our hearts, on this day it's important that we'll understand what it means to live by the Spirit. To do that, we're going to ask three questions. Firstly, who is guided by the Spirit and who not? Secondly, what does it mean to be guided by the Spirit? And lastly, what is the effect of the Spirit's guidance in our lives? Dit is die drie vrae waarby ons vanmiddag stil staan. Wie word deur die Gees gelei en wie nie? Wat beteken dit dat die Gees ons lei? En in die derde plek, wat is die gevolg daarvan dat die Gees ons lei in ons lewens? I think that many of us gets a bit uncomfortable when people start talking about how the Spirit is working in their lives. Because we hear stories of how the Spirit guided people, and then we are not always sure how we should answer on it. We can't really always logically give answers or explanations for what happened. It almost feels as if these stories about the guidance of the Holy Spirit pulls us out of the life of the normal believer into the world of the super believer. Sometimes we hear these miraculous stories of how the Spirit used people to do wonderful things in other people's lives. And that brings us to a point to ask, but how does it work in my life? Is it that I don't have enough faith that the Lord isn't using me like this? Or are these kind of things only reserved for your more emotional kind of believers? Those brothers and sisters who read signs into everything, who see little details and then they say, this is the work of the Spirit. If we look at our text, then we see that living by the Spirit isn't something that is only reserved for the so-called super believers. Our text says that we are all living by the Spirit. Everyone who believes in our Lord Jesus Christ, every born-again child of God, can look forward to a life guided by the Spirit. Actually, it's not only a life that we look forward to. It's the work of the Spirit that gave us our faith, that made it possible to be reborn. That's His work. So, simply by confessing that I believe in Christ, that I am a born-again Christian, simply by doing that, I can already see the signs of the Spirit working in my life. The wonder of Pentecost is that the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ was poured out to be forever in us. The Spirit doesn't work in us in an off-again, on-again kind of way. He doesn't just give us our faith life kickstart and then leaves us over to ourselves. He doesn't drift away from us and then miraculously jump in again in times of crisis in our lives. The wonder of Pentecost is that the Spirit of God is a constant reality in every moment of every day of our lives. Even when I fall back into my old life, even when I slip back into sin and I do the things mentioned in verse 19 to 21, I'm not going to read that whole list again. Even then, the Spirit of God is working in me, making me truly sorry for what I've done wrong, and guiding me to confess this to my Heavenly Father. Romans 8 verse 13 says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. To be guided by the Spirit is a privilege that every child of God receives. Om geleid te word deur die Gees is nie iets wat net vir die supergelowiges bespreek is nie. Dis 'n voorreg wat elke kind van God ontvang. Dis 'n voorreg waarin ons elkeen kan leef. When we come to the second question, what does it mean to be guided by the Spirit? I think it's important that we say that living by the Spirit doesn't mean that we are free to do just as we please, to follow our own sinful desires and to simply walk after the bad examples of the people in our lives. Living by the Spirit also doesn't mean that we have a good side and a bad side and that we should just take care that the good side wins. Because the Spirit of our Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is God Himself, part of the triune God. He isn't simply just you and I, our good side in life. He is God Himself, guiding me in everything. Living by the Spirit means that we receive the constant positive effect of God's presence in our life every day. It means that the Spirit of our Lord Jesus is strengthening us to, by grace, break with the sin in our lives, to embrace the joy and the freedom of living according to the will of God. Living by the Spirit is the midway between us trying to do everything on our own and, on the other side, us having no responsibility at all. On this first pathway, we try to do everything ourselves. We take responsibility for getting to God. We might even use the law and the Bible that God gave us as direction. But on this path, We need to get there by ourselves. And thankfully, living by the Spirit saves us from living on this path. Because living by the Spirit means that the Spirit, not myself, the Spirit is the guarantee that Christ will come again to get me, that we will reach the end point of a life everlasting with God. On the second path, we act as if we have no responsibility at all. We can just sit back and relax because the Spirit is going to guarantee that we reach heaven. Thankfully, the Spirit also saves us from this life. He's the midway that teaches us that it's all about a relationship with God. The fact that we're going to heaven isn't the wonder. It's the fact that we're going to heaven to be with God. That today we are living in a living relationship with God. That today we've already found everything that we need simply because we are the children of God. Philippians 2 verse 12 and 13 gives us a calling in this regard. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. Om te lewe deur die Gees beteken dat ons elke dag lewe in en deur die krag van die Heilige Gees. Dis Hy wat die waarborg is dat ons Here Jesus weer kom om ons te kom haal. Dis Hy wat die waarborg is dat ons nie ons verlossing sal verloor nie. Dis Hy wat dit elke dag weer vir ons kom duidelik maak, kom onderstreep die wonderlike waarde daarvan om in 'n verhouding met God te leef. This new path of living in step with the Spirit. This gives us freedom. Freedom from having to earn everything ourselves and freedom from being the slaves of our own sinful desires. By living in step with the Spirit, by consciously choosing to break with our own sinful desires, we receive the joy of living according to the will of God. The joy of living without a guilty conscience. The joy of living without the sad results or consequences of our sins. The Spirit guides us to love God in His Word, to truly draw life from His Word, so that we can live as victors in Christ. We are already living by the Spirit. We are now just called to live in step with the Spirit, to let the Spirit determine the way that we live. When we live in step with the Spirit, we will see the results of His work in our lives. Our text mentions these effects: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The effect of the Spirit working in our lives is that on each day we become more and more that which we have been made by Christ. We are already the children of God. And the working of the Spirit closes the gap between what we say we believe and what we do from our faith. We confess that in Christ we are victors over sin because He has already attained the victory. And now the Spirit helps us to live in and from that victory. This is the freedom that we receive through the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our text, this freedom is applied to our lives as members of the church. We are called to love one another. We are called to serve one another in love. We are called to look at the things that we say and what we do, and that we should ask ourselves, are the things that I'm saying and doing, are these things good for my brothers and sisters? We are warned that we shouldn't act like wild animals who want to rip each other apart in an attempt to get the best part of the Lord's grace. Beloved in Christ, there is bounty. There's more than enough love and grace for each one of us. And that's why, with great freedom, we can put the needs of our brothers and sisters before ourselves. I can focus on you, and you can focus on me and my needs. We because there's enough love and grace for everyone. Our Lord Jesus Himself said that those who are last will be first. Being together as the church of our Lord Jesus Christ should be a joy for everyone. Here, there's no room for gossip. There's no room for mean words or for trying to prove that anyone is better than the other. Our community of faith should be a safe place. A place where I can heal from my hurts and my disappointments without being afraid of you judging me or thinking that I'm a weakling. Our community of faith should be a safe place. A place where we can share our joys and our successes without fear of jealousy. Die gevolg van die Gees se werk in ons lewens is dat ons ware vryheid ontvang. Vryheid van die wet van ons eie pogings tot geregtigheid, maar ook vryheid van ons eie sondige begeertes. Die Gees maak het vir ons moontlik om werklik te kan leef as die kinders van God. Kinders wat vir hulle vader lief is, kinders wat vir die res van die huisgesin lief is, wat vir hulle broers en susters lief is. Beloved, this is the world that we enter into through the guidance, through the work of the Spirit. It's not a place simply for the super believers. Where the Spirit is working, there we find the community of faith. And that is a place where each believer belongs to. It's a community of faith where the children of God strive to live in step with His Spirit. And as we grow in this, as we grow in living by the Spirit, so too our confidence will grow to live close to the Lord. As we grow in the Spirit, our relationships with one another will become deeper, more intimate. We will truly share this life with all of its joys and all of its sorrows. Beloved, we've been called to be truly free. We are living by the Spirit. And now we are called to let the Spirit determine our way of life. We've been set free to keep in step with the Spirit. Amen. We're going to pray together now. We're going to pray, firstly, Brother Sean is going to lead us in praying in Korean. Then Sister Isel is going to pray in Afrikaans. Then Brother Rantua in Tswana. And then finally, Brother Yesia in English. Before we pray together, I'm going to ask Sister Anneke to play the Kyrie Eleison for us. It's a song that the church through the ages has sung. The words has the meaning of Christ have mercy on us, Lord have mercy on us. So it will be the way that we as congregation pray with our brothers and sisters who lead us. So I'm going to ask her to play it for us one time that we can hear the melody and see the words. And then Brother Sean is going to lead us in prayer, and then we're going to sing Kyrie Eleison, and then Sister Isal is going to pray, and then we sing Kyrie Eleison, and then Brother Rantua prays, and then we sing Kyrie Eleison, and then Brother Yesia prays, and then, as you could expect by now, we'll sing Kyrie Eleison. Thank you, Brother Sean.
Let's pray. 하나님 아버지 감사합니다. 허물과 죄로 죽었던 저희들을 살리시고 주 예수 그리스도의 보혈을 기억하셔서 우리를 하나님 나라의 백성 삼아주신 은혜 감사합니다. 특별히 성령 하나님을 우리에게 보내주시고 신약교회를 창설하시며 주의 이름을 부르는 모든 자들을 주의 전으로 불러주시고 주님께 예배할 수 있도록 은혜 베풀어 주신 은혜 감사합니다. 아버지 하나님, 이 시간 저희들 언어가 다르고 생김새가 다르고 또 문화가 다르지만은 복음이라는 하나님 나라의 원리를 가지고 함께 모이며 한 나라 한 백성으로 삼아 주신 은혜 감사합니다. 아버지 하나님, 우리 평생 사는 동안 주님 은혜 찬양하고 하나님 나라 위하여 더 증진하고 발전해 나가는 우리 모두 되도록 주님 인도하시고 우리 각자 있는 곳에서 주의 이름을 끊임없이 부르며 하나님 다시 우리를 부르시는 그날까지 최선을 다해 살아가기에 부족함이 없는 우리 모두 되도록 주님 인도하여 주옵소서. 아버지 하나님 오늘 들었던 설교 말씀처럼 더 죄로부터 자유하게 하시고 서로에게 미움과 시기와 적대감과 증오와 그 모든 것으로부터 더 깊이 자유하여 하나님 백성으로서 서로 더 뜨겁게 사랑하고 함께 주님의 이름을 높이는 놀라운 역사가 이 땅 가운데 일어날 수 있도록 주님 함께하여 주옵소서. 아버지 하나님 특별히 우리에게 주어져 있는 이 공간, 이 시간 가운데 하나님 나라가 확장되기를 소망합니다. 이 자리에 있는 모든 자들에게 성령 하나님께서 함께해 주셔서 귀하고 참된 이 복음을 이 땅 가운데 널리 전하는 우리 모두 되도록 주님 인도하여 주옵소서. 아버지 하나님 이 시간 잘 모르지만 서로 다른 언어이지만 함께 찬양하며 주님께 경배합니다. 이 시간 이후의 모든 순서들을 주께서 인도하여 주옵소서. 주 예수님의 이름으로 기도드리옵나이다. 아멘.
Sluit asseblief die oë. Onse God en Vader, Here, ons dankie dat U ons vandag hier saamgebring het. Here, dankie dat terwyl ons nou geluister het na U woord en terwyl ons geleer het van U Gees, Here, dat ons kan weet dat U hier teenwoordig is, Here, maar dat U Gees ook in elkeen van ons teenwoordig was. Here, ons vra dat U saad sal val op vrugbare grond. Here, dat dit wat ons hier leer, Here, dat ons dit sal uitleef. Ons dankie dat U Gees in ons is, Here. En ons vra dat U ons elke dag so sal lei deur U Gees, Here, dat ons minder van onsself is, maar meer van U. Here, dankie dat U met U teenwoordigheid dat U ons inspireer. En ons vra dat U in ons daaglikse lewens dit ook so sal sigbaar maak, Here, dat ons U nie vir onsself hou nie, maar dat ons U wat in ons is sal uitleef na ander. Here, ons dankie vir hierdie geleentheid wat ons het om saam te kom en om U saam met almal oor die aarde vandag te kan prys. Here, baie dankie dat U Gees oor ons gestuur het om ons te lei. Seën ons in die res van die dag, Here, en seën ons dat ons U sal uitleef. In U naam, Here, vra ons dit alleen. Amen.
Rappeleng o halalehile modimo o moholo modimo wa Abrahama, Isaka le Jakobo modimo wa baphelang re o lebuile ha kakang Pirimaneng ya letsatsi la kajeno a re bolokile ntata rona. O bile le rona o seng ditshebeletsong. Re fepile ka dijo tsa moya. Mele jwale re bokane sebakeng sena re le bana ba hao. Re lebohela tshebetso e matla ya moya o halalelang maphelong a rona. Ra o leboha ka moya wa bophelo, moya wa kganya, moya wa kgotso maphelong a rona. Re lebohela tsohle tse ntle tse molemo tseo re etsetsang tsona motsotso o mong le o mong wa ho phela ha rona. Oho Modimo wa rona, Jwale ka ha re utlule evangeli ya hao e phelang, a lentswe la hao le ke le ahe ka re dipelo tsa rona. Mme moya wa hao o halalelang o ko tukise evangeli ena ka lerato ka re dipelo tsa rona. Ntate, e ba le bohle ba hlokang moya wa hao le moya wa hao o halalelang maphelong a bona. Re rapela ba kulang, re rapela ba HIV positive, re rapela ba tshwereng ke lefu la AIDS, re rapela le ba tshwereng ke TB modimo wa rona. Re rapela dikgutsana, bana ba senang batswadi, ba hlomohileng dipelo. Rapela le ba senang dijo le tse aparwang. Re rapela le bona ba senang mo ba ka samelang dihlogo tsa bona teng a rona re robala. E ba le mmuso wa lefatshe la rona. E ba le university ya rona. E ba le sekolo sa boruti mo ho fumanang thupello ya bao wena o ipileditseng bona o sebeletsa ka re mmuso wa hao. Hlohonolo fatsa baruti bohle ba evangeli e molemo, ba hasi, ba molaetsa wa bophelo. Hlohonolo fatsa diphutheo tsa rona. Re ke re dule re ikokobeleditse wena ka nako tsohle, mme re etse tsohle ka thato ya hao. Modimo wa rona, re tshwarele dibe tse sa balweng. Ntate ya mosa le ya molemo, ka baka la Jesu Kriste morena wa rona, ya re hatetseng lefu a re sila bophelo bo sa feleng, e leng wena ntate le moya o halalelang. Modimo a le mong ya bokang jwale le ka o sa feleng. Amen.
Pray together. Our Heavenly Father and Almighty God, we praise you because you are the God who created us. You are the God who created all things, and by your power and will they were created and have their being. Thank you, Father, for the wonderful world which you made for us to enjoy. And we want to praise you, Lord, as well, because you not only created us, but you redeemed us. Lord, whilst we were sinners, you sent your one and only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins and to redeem us from the pit. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you that you love us, despite who we are and despite all that we have done wrong. And Father, we want to thank you for your word. Thanks for the chance to hear today together from the sword of the Spirit, the word of truth. Thank you for all that you taught us. About your Holy Spirit and the work that you do in our lives. And we ask, Father, that you would help us to keep in step with the Spirit and to live by the Spirit. We long to live lives, Father, full of the fruits of those spirits which we read about earlier. Fruits such as kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Please, Holy Spirit, would you make us more like the Lord Jesus Christ? And would these fruits be more and more evident in our lives as we live together with you day by day? Please, Holy Spirit, would you help us to remember the word of the Lord and what we learnt today and what the Bible teaches us? Please, would you help us to make every effort to fight against sin and the deeds of the flesh in our own lives, and to strive and to live lives which adorn the gospel, which give glory to the gospel of our Lord Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the deposit that lives in each of us and is the guarantee of our salvation. And we look forward to the day when we will be together with our Lord Jesus Christ, when he will return and we will live together with you, Lord. So thank you for everything you have done for us. Thank you for everything that you continue to do in our lives. Please make us thankful and gracious, and please help us to live lives worthy of your name. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we now have the opportunity to give our offerings of love. Today, this collection will especially go to spread the word through Bibles, so it will go for the distribution of Bibles, everything that you give today. Brothers and sisters, after our service, you are all invited to share a meal with us of soup and bread at the church hall just across the street on this side. Our Korean brothers and sisters are going to lead us in a song of praise, and then after they have sung their worship song, we will follow them and sing Lifela Tsationa 12, and then Psalm 150 verse 1 and 2, and after that we will receive the blessing of the Lord. Beloved, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious upon you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.